Islamic extremist groups share the same goals. A ministry brings hope to the foxhole, and it's Christmas in July. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The insurgency that took Iraq by storm has declared a caliphate. It's an Islamic state governed by Mohammed's so-called successor. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the reason that may sound familiar is because you've heard the same goals coming from Nigeria and Somalia recently. Could they expand even more? Unlikely.
When you think about ISIS and Boko Haram or Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab coming together, can they work together on some things? Absolutely. But who's going to be in charge? I think that would be a very significant question. And it would take some finesse for one of the leaders to really bow to the authority of another leader.
The church is in distress. Here are some ways you can help.
We can provide Bibles. We can provide encouragement. And I think one of the key things that we do is just serve as a voice for them. Tell their stories. Remind the American church, hey, these are our brothers and sisters. They are suffering. We need to be in prayer for them.
Next, as the United States celebrates freedom, many kids in the Western Hemisphere are trapped. Thousands of unaccompanied children have been apprehended at the U.S. border. President of Orphan Outreach, Mike Duras.
They're coming because of poverty, because of lack of hope, lack of opportunity. And if we can help the Guatemalans and the Hondurans take better care of their most vulnerable, that helps the issue of them having to traverse very dangerous territory to get to the United States.
Orphans are vulnerable. The Christian Alliance for Orphans in Guatemala will host its first nationally sponsored orphan summit in August with up to 750 pastors and leaders. Is this part of the Great Commission mandate? Not according to Duras.
Really, you don't care for orphans to do evangelism. You care for orphans because it's God's mandate. But because of who we are, we also share the gospel, and many of those kids come to Christ.
Orphan Outreach can help you establish an orphan ministry in your church. We have links at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Have you ever heard the phrase, there's no atheist in a foxhole? Well, it's meant to describe a person facing fear and stress of war, clinging to hope. Faith Comes By Hearing spokesman Bill Lohr.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day, those are just ideal times where we're thinking about the military as much as we're thinking about anything else.
A spike in requests for their military Bible stick underscores that point. It's a digital audio player with a dramatized recording of the New Testament and Psalms. Military chaplains can't keep them in stock.
The soldiers come in, they want them because it really is something that helps them engage God's Word. All they have to do is plug in that earbud, hit play, and they're getting God's Word.
FCBH needs partners to keep the flow of God's Word continuous on the front lines. $25 is all it takes.
They can get the unit to them. That covers all the shipping, everything else that we do. But in addition to that, we're going to send MP3 discs to their family or to their spouse and to their children. So that's really covering the entire family for that $25.
Meanwhile, in rural Asia, it's not unusual for poor women to walk miles for water. Not surprisingly, a lot of these women have done this for years and now have a lot of joint problems. Plus, the water wasn't very safe. Despite filters in the village, waterborne illnesses were still a huge problem. Then, a drought hit. A Gospel for Asia team drilled a Jesus well. The local church was able to literally bring a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. And most of the United States is celebrating Independence Day. But the team at AMG International is celebrating Christmas with the launch of the 2014 Christmas Card Project. Sponsored kids sent drawings about the story of Christmas. A selection will be printed as Christmas cards that AMG will soon have for sale. Proceeds will support ministry projects. We've got everything you need to get started at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.